This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. This August, the Republican National Convention is scheduled to be held in Charlotte, but the state's COVID-19 restrictions make for uncertain planning. Governor Roy Cooper's reopening plan is still in phase two, which only allows for gatherings of 10 people or fewer. Donald Trump says he'll make his acceptance speech somewhere else if he can't find a full house in Charlotte. This places the city of Charlotte and the RNC Planning Committee in a difficult position as they try to figure out where the convention will be held, what events can be convened in person, and how large a crowd may be able to attend. Joining us now is WFAE political reporter Steve Harrison. Hello, Steve.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I am doing very well. As of today, what do we know for sure about this year's RNC?
So, like you said, I mean, President Trump, I think it's pretty clear he is going to give his acceptance speech somewhere else. And, the GOP has a list of cities, Phoenix, Dallas, New Orleans, Nashville, Orlando, Jacksonville, and even towards Savannah, Georgia yesterday. So they've got a list of cities. They're looking for the president to give his acceptance speech, but they still want to have part of the convention in Charlotte. But the big question is, they don't know how much they can have here, because under phase two right now, you can only have 10 people together indoors for a gathering. So that's a big roadblock.
Yeah, and we don't know if we'll be in phase three, which would obviously open things up a little bit. But the governor said, I can't promise you we're going to be there by August, right?
That's right. And you know, for the Republicans, they do want to plan. They want to know where their people are going to go. People need to buy plane tickets. And, you know, I think if the state's COVID numbers were trending in the right direction or were at least stable, I think they could probably give the GOP some assurances like, look, we're going to be able to have 100 people in a room at a time or 200. But, you know, North Carolina is now one of the kind of worst performing states in terms of the coronavirus. So I don't really see any kind of assurances coming from Raleigh that they can move forward.
What would that mean? I mean, at this moment, what are people from the RNC saying about, you know, sort of what would the whole thing go virtual? Can they flip a switch like that? What are the options that they're looking at? Should we still be in phase two?
Well, yeah, and they're still trying to figure that out. I mean, I think they're going through their bylaws to see what they can do virtually, what they can't. They're trying to figure out, like, can we have delegates, say, delegates from a state all meet together as a separate, you know, group, say delegates from New Mexico meeting and voting to nominate the president in one hotel, delegates from another state in another. They're trying to figure this stuff out. They don't know because, like I said, they've got these two parts of the convention. One thing I think that's interesting is that when the RNC announced they were looking at Georgia, and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said we would welcome them, the Atlanta mayor, who's a Democrat, quickly said, no, that's not something we're interested in. But what the RNC is doing by moving, just having the president give his acceptance speech in another city, I think that makes it easier for them to move this. Because moving, you know, having a quote-unquote convention is something that takes the buy-in of a mayor and a city council, but an acceptance speech is like a rally, right? It's hard to deny hosting a rally.
And, I mean, part of the reason they're even still considering this, I guess, is because they have these contractual obligations. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that is part of it. They have all these hotel rooms lined up. Now, I think you could probably get the hotel space in other cities because there's no one traveling right now. But right, they have these contractual obligations with the local host committee, which is raising $70 million for this convention. There's a contract with the city. But you know, the city's contract doesn't really say what kind of convention it's going to be. There's no requirement that the president come. There's no requirement of how many people come. So I do think that the RNC is looking at it and saying, like, we need to check the box and have some event in Charlotte.
Right. How much money has already been invested in the planning so far?
So the host committee has raised $50 million of the $70 million they need. I don't know how much they've spent, but the city of Charlotte has spent $14 million preparing for this on security items, because they're supposed to get reimbursed from the Department of Justice up to $50 million. So they're in for 14. I think it's important to kind of speculate what happens if the convention moves somewhere else. This money is supposed to come from the Department of Justice. President Trump will not be happy with Charlotte. He will not be happy with North Carolina. He has a history of not paying bills as a businessman when he did not want to. So.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to check on the reimbursement. Well, what about politically? So what happens? I mean, obviously, there's already money been spent. There's money invested. There's a potential loss here, although we don't know how much. I mean, if there's still social distancing, how many of those businesses would actually be open? How much business they would get? All still questionable. But politically, at this moment, can you tell if there's any fallout, if the governor is sort of, if the people of Charlotte are angry at the governor for not being more lax, if they are angry at the president for pulling out under these circumstances? What's the political fallout at the moment?
Well, I think for the governor, this was probably a fight that his base is happy to see him take on, right? I mean, I think this is. But I think it's more than that. I mean, I do think it was going to be difficult for him to tell the president, you know what, we have these really terrible trends with COVID, but you can bring 19,000 people in. So I don't really think he had any other decision to make. You know, locally in Charlotte, this is an overwhelmingly Democratic city. You've got 9 of the 11 members on city council who are Democrats. So they're just kind of laying low. They're going to let the governor take care of this, and they are staying silent. You know, in terms of kind of the broader picture, in terms of November, how it goes politically, I don't know if there will be people who will be angry. I'm not sure how this will play out. I think maybe people may have kind of forgotten about this, given so much the other big issues going on.
All right. Well, we will wait and see. Steve, thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure. Thank you.
Steve Harrison is WFAE's political reporter, and you can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org.